WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Some more hits, 99.7 Max FM deep. Grant with this up to 7 p.m. on Monday night. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers, a low of 46. Tomorrow, chance of afternoon thunderstorms and showers with a high of 65. On Wednesday, sunny, a high of 54. On Thursday, we do have a chance of frost in the morning. It'll be sunny with a high of 61. Now, looking ahead to the weekend, we do have a pretty decent chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you need to do anything outdoors, you probably want to do that on Wednesday and Thursday. Here's Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
Whatever you're looking for, 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid, miss out my way, miss don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own, miss almost grown, miss never let a man help her off her phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little miss apprehensive, said ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling? Play it smart, miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated, she didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She felt
FM.
Several times. Stops, nobody knows. Every time
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday night. All right, speaking of going round and round, NASCAR was in Talladega on Sunday. And oh my goodness, what an interesting finish to that race. Now, there were not a lot of cautions in that race, but there were a lot of lead changes. Now, Toyota was all pitted at once, and somehow a bunch of those cars got together and they got into a wreck. So that did not end well for Toyota in that portion of the race. Now, let's fast forward to the end of the race. McDowell is leading the race, and he is blocking all over the track. I mean, he was up high, down low, in between. He was everywhere. He caused a major wreck. That's all I can say about that, because he did cause it. That's what it looked like to me. You know, it was very interesting to see how that all ended up, because, you know, Tyler Reddick ended up winning that race, so he was a very happy guy. Now, seeing Michael Jordan in victory lane, that was pretty cool. He also had Tyler Reddick's kid with him. I wonder if that kid knew who he was with. He probably knows him as Uncle Mike, I'm just betting. Now, so that was a good part of the race. Now, there was some accidents in that race, and one of the guys, Eric Jones, oh my goodness, he hit the wall hard. And I heard the audio today, and I'm still in shock with it. I'm not going to play it because it was pretty brutal, to say the least. He took that nasty hit, and he said, oh my goodness, he's hurting. And they asked him if he's okay, and they said no, and that's when they got the ambulance to him. So he went to the infield care center, they released him, and he was still having issues. So he was admitted to a hospital last night. He was released from the hospital about 11:30 p.m. last night, and was sent home back to North Carolina. We've not had any updates on his condition since then. All I basically know is he had some back pain after that wreck. They did take his car to the Research and Development Center, so I assume they're going to see what happened there. And of course, at the finish, we did see a car basically on its side, running his wheels right along the wall, flip over, land back on his wheels. When he landed on his wheels, that was a rough one too. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. So it was a very good race. I know some people are upset because they said, oh, it was a fuel mileage race and wasn't all that exciting. If people are looking for crashes, that is not a good thing, because after you see somebody basically end up in the hospital after that, you know how hard they were racing for that victory. Now, NASCAR is back this weekend. The truck series is still off. We have Xfinity. They'll be at Dover Motor Speedway on Saturday, racing at 12:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, NASCAR is racing at 1 p.m. at Dover. So that's kind of a paperclip track. So it's kind of interesting to watch that one as well. I can say this, NASCAR has not had any dull races this year. Coming up, we'll have an update on weather news by Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Big Deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s, when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A brief shower this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, clouds return, the wind is back up, some showers in the afternoon, highs mid-60s. Clears back out tomorrow night, cold with maybe some frost and lows in the low 30s, sunny and upper 50s on Wednesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 61. 99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm going to head on out. I'll be back on Tuesday night. Coming up after 8 o'clock will be Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Our 50-minute news score continues with Depeche Mode on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Everyone. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.